Sam Stockard. I'm a writer for the Daily Memphian, cover the state legislature and state politics in Nashville. And I guess I'm just a staff writer for the Daily Memphian.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't you give me just a quick description of House Bill 77 and why you felt like it was important for your readership?
Well, House Bill 77 is known as the Fetal Heartbeat Bill, sponsored by Representative Micah Van Hus from Leafy's way out in Jonesboro in East Tennessee. It would prohibit abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is typically around the 6-week mark, from what I'm told. And right now, I'm pretty sure it would conflict with Roe versus Wade, and so it's probably unconstitutional at this point. And the other thing is that a lot of women don't even realize they're pregnant at, say, 6 weeks, making it difficult, I guess, for them to make a decision in case there's something wrong with them or something wrong with the baby, and they decide to, and they might want to have the abortion procedure. And at that point, it would be too late.
Yeah, yeah. The bill sailed through the House committee process really quickly. I'm
right.
Curious if you were struck by that, and if there were any parts of the discussion in committee or on the House floor that stuck out for you.
Well, considering the same bill last year had to be amended quite a bit, it turned into an ultrasound bill last year instead of the starting out as a fetal heartbeat bill and became an ultrasound bill. I believe it would just require doctors to offer a woman a chance to have an ultrasound, and then the reports of that ultrasound would be turned over to the state. What the difference is, we just have a completely different House of Representatives. Beth Harwell is gone. Glenn Cassidy has taken her place as House Speaker. Different leadership. And we have about 30 new members in the House. And apparently this group is much more conservative, at least as far as the abortion debate goes. And they're willing to go to court and fight this out. Several other types of legislation that are very similar have been struck down in other courts across the country. And I believe the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal on this very same thing. So it's just a completely different legislature.
Yeah, yeah. I guess one of the things that surprised me, obviously that there really is no way for them to stop a bill like this, but I guess I was a little surprised that Democratic lawmakers didn't object more forcefully than they did either in committee or on the floor. I'm curious if what your thoughts were on Democratic strategy with regard to the bill in the House.
Well, I know on the floor the two Democrats who spoke out against it were most vocal were Minority Leader Garen Camper and Representative London Lamar from Memphis, and I believe they gave it all they had. But there was another situation in which Gloria Johnson, another Democrat, she's from Knoxville. They used the little rule they have to avoid allowing her to speak. She was going to introduce an amendment to exclude or make exceptions for cases involving rape and incest. And they just, Speaker Cassidy just didn't call on her to get a chance to give her a chance to introduce her amendment. And then before anything else could be done, let me go back a step. They had called a little 2-minute recess, and the leaders of both parties went up to Cassidy's up there where he is, and kind of had a short debate about the matter. And the Democrats just lost the debate, and he never did call on Johnson. She wasn't able to introduce her amendment. Then they called for the previous question, which is a parliamentary procedure that cuts off all debate on the bill. And if 2/3 of the body votes to call for the previous question, then you have the vote on the bill, and that's it. End of story.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Moving on to the Senate, the bill in the Senate. I checked this morning. It doesn't look like it's still has not even been scheduled for any committee hearings at this point. So clearly a different situation there. How do you read what's going on in the Senate with regard to this bill?
I read that it's probably going to face a tough road, because they're probably not quite as gung-ho. It's gotten a little less support and a little less support every time we've asked the lieutenant governor about it. And at last discussion, he more or less said they're slow walking it and wanted to wait and see what other similar cases happened, or what happened, or what the outcome was with other similar cases, because they just don't want to spend the money and get beat in court and wind up having to pay legal fees for Planned Parenthood or the ACLU.
Yeah.
I think what it comes down to is the Senate thinks it's a losing battle.
Yeah, yeah. So care to make any predictions about what ultimately will happen with the bill this session?
Well, I know I asked Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally one day about their sports betting bill, and he said, well, don't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on this one either.
All right. That's, I think, all the questions that I have. Anything else that your coverage, your reporting suggests that we probably should discuss before we stop? Maybe something I wouldn't think to ask.
Well, as far as this issue?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know that there's anything else to say about the heartbeat bill. I know there is some rancor within the House Republicans about it, because people like Representative Bill Dunn from Knoxville, who has been trying to make abortion harder to have for years, he opposed the bill, but. He blue lighted it, which meant he was present, not voting. And there are several others who were present, not voting too, because they felt the same way that the Senate leadership feels, that it's just going to wind up going through the courts, and the state will wind up losing and spending a lot of money and paying the legal fees for the other side. So that group, wasn't really vocal. They did insert some language into the bill that would keep other state restrictions on abortion in place in case a judge strikes down part of the legislation. So there was a little bit of disagreement in there, but ultimately the House Republicans just felt like, well, if something has a heartbeat, then it's alive, and it should not be aborted.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, sir. I appreciate the time, and when I get this.